It's 7:45. We're less than a week from the start of Washington's 2019 legislative session. Lawmakers will convene Monday in Olympia for a long 105-day budget writing session, but there are a lot of other issues on the agenda as well. Joining me now live to talk more about this is KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Austin, let's first set the scene for this session. Remind us who's in power and what the dynamics are.
Right, Kirsten. So Democrats this year will have 57 seats to Republicans with 41 seats. That would be in the House. In the Senate, it'll be a 28-21 Democratic advantage. There will be 28 new state lawmakers. It's a big crop of first-year lawmakers. Washington's legislature will be more diverse this year, and women will now make up 41% of the 147 members. We haven't seen that percentage since the year 2000. As lawmakers convene, the state economy is churning right along with state revenues for the next two-year biennium expected to be up about $4 billion over the current biennium. So that's very good news. But Governor Jay Inslee is already warning that demands for spending are outstripping that growth in revenues and that taxes will be needed. And finally, I would just note that this is the first session of what you might call the post-McCleary school funding lawsuit era.
That's right. So if not McCleary, what issues are likely to dominate?
Well, I think to be clear, school funding is always going to be an issue. It's more than 50% of the state budget now. There's going to be pressure on state lawmakers this year to increase funding, in particular for special education. Also, Inslee is proposing a rollback of the recently imposed caps on local school levies. That's sure to generate controversy and a fight. So we'll see K-12 continue to dominate, but the fact that McCleary is over will allow lawmakers to devote more time and more attention and more money potentially to issues like mental health, higher education, ORCA recovery, and climate change, to name just a few.
And you mentioned the governor's warning of spending needs outstripping revenue growth. What are some of the big ticket items lawmakers will be asked to fund?
Sure. So one of the big ones is moving K-12 employees into a new state-run healthcare system. That comes with a nearly $1 billion price tag in the next two-year budget. Pay raises for state employees as part of their bargained collective bargaining agreements with the governor represent about $700 million in spending in the next two-year budget. The biggest chunk of new spending, if you look at the governor's budget, is about $4 billion for K-12 expenses that are required, as if you think about it, as this next budget will be the first time that the state is paying the full freight for K-12 as part of the McCleary solution. So that's a big ticket item.
So there's a lot there, but what else are you expecting to get attention?
So lawmakers are likely to have two initiatives to the legislature before them, a Tim Iman initiative to return to $30 car tabs and an initiative to repeal and replace I-200, which effectively banned affirmative action back in 1998. So the legislature can take a pass on those, or they can, meaning they go to voters in November, or they can take action on them. They can pass similar measures and then both go to the ballot, but they're going to have to figure out what to do on those two. We're also likely to see another push to raise the smoking age to 21 to limit magazine capacity for firearms. There will be a proposed statewide plastic bag ban and possibly a push to repeal the death penalty, which late last year was found unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court.
And what are Republicans who are in the minority saying in advance of the session?
Well, they're already warning about the growth in state spending. They're noting that if Inslee's budget, which he rolled out, his proposed budget, which he rolled out in December, was approved, it would represent a 75% increase in spending over the last 8 years. Of course, important to note that Republicans controlled the state Senate for several of those years, and McCleary was and is driving a lot of the new spending. Some Republicans are suggesting that instead of tax hikes, the state should be thinking about cutting taxes because the economy is doing so well and revenues are up so much. So we're certainly going to hear Republicans very much in the position of the loyal opposition here in this 2019 session.
So a lot of things we can expect. Any wild cards you're seeing?
Well, just two overlays I think you should be thinking about for the 2019 session. One is that this is the last year that Frank Chop of Seattle will be Speaker of the House. He's been the state's longest-serving speaker. He announced he'll step down at the end of the session, although he plans to keep his seat in the legislature. One political observer told me, quote, "I suspect this will be an activist session, historic, broad, multifaceted, in part because it's Frank's last." And also, Governor Jay Inslee is a likely candidate for president, and that's no doubt going to be a factor in this session. He's going to be looking for wins on climate change, and his actions here at home and as he travels to early primary states are going to be scrutinized, watched carefully, and will be a whole new dynamic.
All right, Austin, you'll be covering all of that. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live this morning, as he does every Tuesday at this time on 88.5's Morning Edition.